First part, question 20. God's love. Article 2. Whether God loves all things. It is said in Wisdom 11:25, "Thou lovest all things that are, and hatest none of the things which thou hast made." God loves all existing things, for all existing things, insofar as they exist, are good, since the existence of a thing is itself a good, and likewise whatever perfection it possesses. Now God's will is the cause of all things. It must needs be, therefore, that a thing has existence or any kind of good only inasmuch as it is willed by God. To every existing thing, then, God wills some good. Hence, since to love anything is nothing else than to will good to that thing, it is manifest that God loves everything that exists. Yet not as we love, because since our will is not the cause of the goodness of things, but is moved by goodness as by its object, our love, whereby we will good to anything, is not the cause of its goodness. But conversely, its goodness, whether real or imaginary, calls forth our love, by which we will that it should preserve the good it has, and receive besides the good it has not. And to this end we direct our actions. Whereas the love of God infuses and creates goodness. First objection. It seems that God does not love all things. For according to Dionysius, love places the lover outside himself, and causes him to pass, as it were, into the object of his love. But it is not admissible to say that God is placed outside of himself, and passes into other things. Therefore it is inadmissible to say that God loves things other than himself. Reply to first objection. A lover is placed outside himself and made to pass into the object of his love, inasmuch as he wills good to the beloved, and works for that good by his providence, even as he works for his own. Hence Dionysius says, "On behalf of the truth, we must make bold to say even this, that he himself, the cause of all things, by his abounding love and goodness, is placed outside himself by his providence for all existing things." Second objection. The love of God is eternal, but things apart from God are not from eternity except in God. Therefore God does not love anything except as it exists in himself, but as existing in him it is no other than himself. Therefore God does not love things other than himself. Reply to the second objection. Although creatures have not existed from eternity except in God, yet because they have been in him from eternity, God has known them eternally in their proper natures, and for that reason has loved them, even as we, by the images of things within us, know things existing in themselves. Third objection. Love is twofold, the love of desire and the love of friendship. Now God does not love irrational creatures with the love of desire, since he needs no creature outside himself. Nor with the love of friendship, since there can be no friendship with irrational creatures, as Aristotle shows in the Ethics. Therefore God does not love all things. Reply to the third objection. Friendship cannot exist except towards rational creatures who are capable of returning love and communicating one with another in the various works of life, and who may fare well or ill according to the changes of fortune and happiness, even as to them is benevolence properly speaking exercised. But irrational creatures cannot attain to loving God, nor to any share in the intellectual and beatific life that he lives. Strictly speaking, therefore, God does not love irrational creatures with the love of friendship, but, as it were, with the love of desire, insofar as he orders them to rational creatures and even to himself. Yet this is not because he stands in need of them, but only on account of his goodness and of the services they render to us. For we can desire a thing for others as well as for ourselves. Fourth objection. It is written in Psalm 5, "Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity." Now nothing is at the same time hated and loved. Therefore God does not love all things. Reply to the fourth objection. Nothing prevents one and the same thing being loved under one aspect while it is hated under another. God loves sinners insofar as they are existing natures, for they have existence and have it from him. Insofar as they are sinners, they have not existence at all, but fall short of it. And this in them is not from God. Hence, under this aspect, they are hated by him. Article 3. Whether God loves all things equally. Augustine says, "God loves all things that he has made, and among them, rational creatures more, and of these especially, those who are members of his only begotten Son himself. Since to love a thing is to will it good, in a twofold way something may be loved more or less. In one way, on the part of the act of the will itself, which is more or less intense. In this way, God does not love some things more than others, because he loves all things by one act of the will that is simple and always the same. In another way, something may be loved more or less on the part of the good itself that a person wills for the beloved. In this way, we are said to love that one more than another, for whom we will a greater good, though our will is not more intense. In this way, we must needs say that God loves some things more than others. For since God's love is the cause of goodness in things, no one thing would be better than another if God did not will greater good for one than for another. First objection. It seems that God does love all things equally, for it is said in Wisdom 6:8, He hath equally care of all. But God's providence over things comes from the love wherewith He loves them, therefore He loves all things equally. Reply to the first objection. God is said to have equally care of all, not because by His care He deals out equal good to all, but because He administers all things with a like wisdom and goodness. Second objection. The love of God is His essence, but God's essence does not admit of degree, neither therefore does His love. He does not therefore love some things more than others. Reply to the second objection. This argument is based on the intensity of love on the part of the act of the will, which is the divine essence. But the good that God wills for His creatures is not the divine essence. Therefore, there is no reason why it may not vary in degree. Third objection. As God's love extends to created things, so do His knowledge and will extend. But God is not said to know some things more than others, nor will one thing more than another. Neither, therefore, does He love some things more than others. Reply to the third objection. To understand and to will denote the act alone, and do not include in their meaning objects from the diversity of which God may be said to know or will more or less, as has been said with respect to God's love.